This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, Eddie Pasca.
Welcome to the first off-season edition of the official Raiders podcast. It sure doesn't feel like the off-season, though. It's been a busy, crazy 10 days here at 1220 Harbor Bay Parkway. Obviously, with the addition, the official introduction of John Gruden as the newest head coach of the Silver and Black. And not only that, but we're going back to London. The NFL announced earlier this week that the Raiders would be playing the Seattle Seahawks week 6 in London at Tottenham's new stadium, which is also very, very exciting. But obviously, the headline of the week, the headline of the year, the headline of the past 12, 15 years, whatever you want to call it, John Gruden is back in black. His press conference was on Tuesday to introduce him as the newest head coach, and it didn't feel like an introductory press conference at all. It felt much bigger than that. Steve Weiss from the NFL Network said it felt like a Super Bowl kind of press conference, and you know, it did. It really did feel like that. He was dynamic, excited, fired up to be back as a Raider, and you know, there were a ton of people there, ESPN, NFL Network, and in addition to all those guys, there were 50-plus Raiders alumni, guys like Charles Woodson, Tim Brown, Jerry Rice, Lincoln Kennedy, Tom Flores, Jim Plunkett. There were a plethora of Raiders alum in the house, and it really did feel like a monumental kind of line of demarcation for this organization. So Coach Gruden, owner Mark Davis, and Reggie McKenzie held about a 37-minute press conference, and there were a couple things that really stood out to me in hearing Gruden talk. The first one is kind of like I said earlier, just the feel. It didn't feel like an introductory press conference at all. It was more than that. There was a high energy. Like Steve Weiss said, it really did feel kind of like a Super Bowl, huge, monumental-type press conference. And like I said, you bring all the alumni in. You bring the entire Raiders staff was in attendance. A lot of former coaches. I mean, it was a big deal. And it felt like a big deal. Obviously, an important thing for this organization. Mark Davis finally gets his man. But it felt a lot bigger than just your run-of-the-mill Tuesday press conference. And the other thing in hearing Coach Gruden talk, I was really impressed by how much of a plan he has. This isn't a guy who's coming in here kind of wheeling and dealing, trying to figure out what's going to work with this team. I mean, he has a clear, distinct plan for how he wants to do things. And, you know, he inherits a team that was 6-10 last year, obviously underperformed. But you look at the talent up and down that roster, especially on the offensive side of the football, and, you know, he is a man who's ready to do what it takes to get this team back to winning. And he made no bones about it that his goal is to win and keep winning with this team. And obviously, it's not going to happen overnight. This is not, you know, his plan will not be implemented in 24, 48, 72 hours. But he has a clear vision of where he wants to take this team and this organization. And I think that that's refreshing to hear. You know, he's a man with a plan. And another thing I noticed is how often he said we, which I thought was really telling. You know, obviously, Gruden was asked about the past 12, 15 years of his life, never mind his coaching career, but whenever he was asked about the Raiders, or whenever he talked about the Raiders, even teams that he didn't coach, he always said we, which I think just really speaks to the fact that this guy's a Raider. He wants to be a Raider. He said during his press conference, hey, I never wanted to leave. I always wanted to be a Raider. I wanted to finish what I started here. And now, all these years later, after his first hire as a 34-year-old, he's going to get his chance to do just that, and I think that's pretty exciting. We got a great podcast this week filled with a bunch of great guests, headlined by our one-on-one sit-down with Coach Gruden himself. And in addition to Coach Gruden, we also sat down with Charles Woodson, the future Hall of Famer and one of the most beloved players who ever put on the silver and black. And obviously on the heels of the NFL announcing that the Raiders would be returning to London in 2018, we figured, hey, who better to talk to than someone who was born in London? So we called up defensive back Obi Melifonwu, who gave his kind of feelings and his thoughts on returning to London. All right, now let's take a listen to our exclusive one-on-one sit-down with Coach Gruden following his Tuesday afternoon press conference.
All right, Coach, so you obviously mentioned it during your press comments earlier, but why now? What made sense for you to, why did it make sense for you to come back here to this team after all these offers and all these overtures from Mr. Davis all these years? Why now? Why in 2018?
You know, this is a good question, really. I think the timing was perfect. My kids are grown. I just got to know Mark Davis over time. I got to know what his vision is, his expectations are, and I wanted to come back here. I thought it was unique as an opportunity to finish a job I didn't get done, and I want to share my football with the Raider Nation right here in Oakland. They're only going to be here a couple more years. I'm sensitive to that because they helped raise me, and I want to be with them. I want to have some fun down here.
Obviously, last night, your first time back in this facility as the head coach. What was it like walking around those halls for the first time and who knows how long?
It was like that movie, Back to the Future. You know, you walk in and I see Al Davis's office. I had meetings with him at 11 o'clock at night. You know, walk down the hall, I see Fred Biletnikoff's office, my receiver coach. It's chilling. You know, it was really chilling. Cool. Really cool, man, to be back in the building where it all started. And it's emotional, no doubt.
Did it feel like just like it did in 1998, the first time walking in this building as the head coach, or was it a little different?
Yeah, it did. You know, it did. I felt like I was 34 years old again. I walked in, I had nerves. You know, I was excited. Wasn't sure what to expect. And that's the thrills that brought me back to coaching. You know, I need those feelings inside to survive, man. I'm excited.
The building itself, too, has it changed at all in the past?
Yeah, it's changed, man. It's changed a lot. They've upgraded the facilities, beautiful performance center outside. But the bones are still the same.
You know, you mentioned going into Mr. Davis's office last night. That moment in particular, what was that like to kind of come in and see the way his office was still, you know, presented? And for what did that moment kind of mean to you to come back now all these years later as once again the head coach of the Silver and Black?
Well, I tried to be with the Raiders before I got the head coaching job. I interviewed with Al Davis in that room to be his offensive coordinator. I interviewed in that room to be the head coach. I didn't get the job. Then I interviewed again the next year and I got the job. I wanted to be with the Raiders because of him. I wanted to be judged by a man that was a Hall of Famer, coach of the year in the NFL. He taught me. He trained me. He really helped me. And to be back in that room last night where all those interviews and all those memories took place was emotional and pretty cool, to say the least.
You know, you said last night, and you've kind of said as much today multiple times, you go, it's been an emotional, you know, day, 36 hours for you. I mean, did you in your heart of hearts always think that this is where it was going to end for you eventually? You were going to be able to come back here and, like you said, kind of finish what you started all those years ago?
Well, I never knew this was going to happen. I had met with Mark Davis over the last several years because I've always been interested in the Raiders because I've been interested in him and his mom. I have a keen interest in them and the Raiders. And when this became a possibility and then a reality, it fired old Chucky up a little bit.
MD was saying last night that one of the things that he loves the most about you is how much you hate to lose. Is there anything better than winning?
Winning again. You know, I mean, it's a win-loss record, you know, on your name. And as long as we're within the rules and we're doing it with class, and I want to win. And I'm excited. And I think he's probably right in that statement.
You know, you look out in the crowd today outside of the hundreds of media that were here for you, you know, over 50 Raiders alumni ranging from Lincoln Kennedy to Charles Woodson, Tim Brown, Jerry Rice. Does their presence, and I know you said how much it meant to you, but does that kind of just reinforce the phrase that we've heard so much today, once a Raider, always a Raider?
It does. And that's probably the most humbling thing that has happened to me in a long time is seeing that kind of turnout. Not only the players I coached here, but players that are legendary, Jim Otto, Ted Hendricks, Clem Daniels is out there. It was awesome. And I think the alumni of this franchise is a big part of the future. The history of the Silver and Black is a proud one and one we do not want to forget. But it's very important we create a new greatness. We got to start winning again, and these interviews are getting long and they're getting tiresome. I got to lock these doors and get up there and get going.
You know, I think in that video that was produced before you took the stage, one of the things that really stuck with me is that line where you say, I love the mystique of the Raiders. What does that mystique mean to you?
Well, if you know anything about Al Davis, it's all about the Raiders. It's not about anybody else. It's all about the Raiders. It's a physical brand of football. It's a collective brand of football, offense, defense, special teams. And it's a relentless one that will not quit. And you know, it's something we gotta take a good look at. We gotta revive.
So, what is a Raiders football team under John Gruden gonna look like? What kind of characteristics do you really want those 53 guys on that roster to embody and to kind of take pride and ownership in?
Well, you're gonna hear preparation and presentation a lot. You know, a team that hopefully is prepared in all areas for every situation, a team that loves to prepare and has the will to prepare, and then they can present. They can go out there on game day. Coaches can call the right plays. Players can go out there and perform and present all the preparation. I think that's what I'm after, you know, doing the work during a week to allow these players to go out there and perform at a high level. But what we do exactly will depend on who we have. And we got to go upstairs, we got to take a good look at our roster, feature our best players, and try to add some talent at some other areas.
That first time back in the Coliseum as the head coach, running out of that tunnel once again with that team, have you kind of allowed yourself to think what that moment in particular is going to be like? Or is that a little too far down the road?
Well, last time I ran out there, we played the Jets in the preseason game. And I tell you, it was rocking. I have not seen a stadium like that since that night. It was rocking. It was a night game. It's a playoff game. Charlie Garner caught a 98 bunch crunch and went 80 yards to seal the victory. I have not seen that stadium rock like that since. I haven't seen a stadium like that anywhere rock like that. And I hope we can recreate that. And I can't wait to run out of that tunnel and see my friends.
So I know how precious your time is today, Coach, and we thank you for taking a couple minutes for us. I'll get you out of here on this. When does the work start?
It starts as soon as we're wrapping this up, man. We got a lot of coaches coming in here to interview starting tonight. That's the key. You win with people. You know, you win with people. We got to get the right people in place as coaches, as teachers, and then we got to get moving. We got to start installing plays and putting our systems of football together.
Listen, man, it's been a joy for me to come back and play here for a second time around. You guys welcome me back with open arms as if I never left. I just want you to know how much that means to me, means to my family, my two boys. Man, it's been great. I just want you to know that you guys are under great leadership, man, and this team is going to get so much better really, really soon. Go Raiders.
Welcome back to the Official Raiders Podcast. That was future Hall of Famer Charles Woodson you heard right there. And Wood was right that the Raiders would get better really, really soon. 12 wins in 2016. And obviously had their ups and downs last year. Only 6 wins, underperformed a little bit. But, you know, with Gruden back in the mix, there's a renewed energy, a renewed optimism, a new sense of purpose with this team. And following Coach Gruden's press conference on Tuesday, we sat down with Wood to talk about all things Raiders, in particular Coach Gruden. Take a listen.
What was your first interaction with John Gruden like?
Man, that's funny. I don't even remember, man. You know, a lot of those memories back then, they're like fleeting moments, you know, because it's just a whirlwind, you know. But I do remember that we talked about some offense, and I didn't get to play as much offense as I wanted to. So I'll always hold that over his head, man, that he didn't play me on offense as much as I wanted to.
I mean, why was it so important for all you guys to be here today? I mean, you look out in the crowd, and outside of all the hundreds of media members that were here, it's the 50 alums, it's you, you know, Jim Otto, Lincoln Kennedy, Jerry Rice. I mean, why was it so important that you guys were here on what is, you know, going forward, a really important day for this organization?
Because we had built something special, you know, when John Gruden was here. You know, my first couple of years here, we were 8-8, but through, you know, the draft and some, you know, free agent acquisitions, you know, we had turned this team into a, you know, a really good team. You know, went to a AFC championship game, a home AFC championship game, and then of course, you know, the Tuck rule. And then all of a sudden, you know, that offseason, bam, you know, your coach is traded, and you know, everybody's sitting there looking around like, you know, what's going on? You know, how in the world, you know, do you trade your coach away with the team that we had, you know, built, you know, up to that point? So I think for, you know, a lot of us, you know, a lot of fans, it was, you know, his departure was premature. You know, we didn't get a chance to really see the full potential, you know, of what was built at that time. So, you know, they loved Gruden. You know, they loved him more than almost any player, you know, on the field. And so it's great for the fans to have, you know, what we feel like our coach, you know, come back and get a chance to help lead this team and get this team, you know, back to, you know, the way we had built it at that time. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, he brings a lot of energy, you know, to the table. And I think, you know, you can see with the fans, man, they're very receptive to it. So it's going to be a fun ride.
You know, so much has been made the past couple of days in particular about, you know, if his coaching style will work on a 2018 NFL player. But at the end of the day, if you're a player, if you have a coach who puts you in the best position to win, and you do win, does that kind of stuff really matter as long as, you know, you're taking the results home on Sunday?
Well, if you can coach, you can coach. You know, if you can explain the game to guys, if you can explain and articulate your point of view of why you want things done a certain way, and those things work, then players will buy in. You know, so as far as there being some type of gap between, you know, John Gruden and the players of today, you know, that's something he'll navigate, of course, you know, through his time in working with the players. But if you can coach, you can coach, and you can get through to anybody. You know, when players, you know, figure out, you know, that a certain coach or whoever it is knows what they're talking about, then players will fall in line. So I'm not worried about any, you know, gap in between Gruden and the players now.
You know, I think the one thing that's really stuck with us in hearing him talk and seeing all the videos that Marcus produced and stuff is how much Gruden loves that mystique. You know, he goes, I love the mystique of this place. I love the feel of this place. And do you need the head coach of the Raiders, of this team in particular, of this organization, to be a guy who adopts that wholeheartedly?
Well, you would like to. You would like to have that, you know, because they fully understand, you know, what it is and what it means. You know, when you walk down these halls now, or you see, you know, Mike Haynes, you know, you see Willie Brown, like, this organization, you know, had great players, you know, through and through, you know, through the decades. And so to have someone who is a student of the game, you know, somebody, of course, who coached here, you know, for his first four years as a head coach, and him being around this organization, being around those guys, you know, Freddie Biletnikoff and all those guys like that, you know, that doesn't go anywhere, you know. So it's we're bringing somebody back that already knows what this is all about. So I think it is important, because, you know, the players now, you know, if you're just coming in and, you know, you're looking at what the Raiders have been the last 10 years, you might not truly understand, you know, or grasp, you know, what the Oakland Raiders meant to the NFL. And now you have a coach that will, you know, definitely, you know, be a guy that can instill that back into the players now.
You know, so much has been made about Gruden's offensive prowess and his ability to have an offense put up points and put him up in a hurry and, you know, the explosive plays. But as a guy who played on a John Gruden defense, and when he was here in particular, those defenses got after the quarterback very, very consistently. What is a Gruden defense going to look like?
Well, I know he brought in Paul Gunther, you know, to run a defense. I think what's important, you know, he is an offensive coach. And, you know, I was just telling a few people, you know, when the offense has a good day at practice, then the whole team had a good day. You know, when the defense has a good day, it was a bad practice. So that tells you a lot about, you know, what Gruden is to heart. You know, he's an offensive-minded guy. You know, he, like you say, he wants to put points on the board. But I believe you bring in a guy that you respect, somebody that will mold the players into what they need, you know, to be a great defensive unit. And he'll want the coordinator to make that happen, you know, and then during the week at practice, it'll be a chess match, you know, who's going to win. But that'll bring out the best in everybody. And so we were always determined for it to be a bad practice, because that meant the defense was doing well. And then, of course, Gruden be, you know, he'd have that look on his face and he'd be pissed off. And then we knew the next day, man, they was going to try to get after us. But you know what they say, iron sharp as iron.
So we'll get you out of here on this, Wood. Would you ever see yourself, I'm not going to put you on the spot or blast you or anything, but would you ever see yourself getting back into the coaching ranks, or are you very content at your current lot in life? Gruden said, you know, I always had that desire, that burn to come back.
Well, I never had a desire to coach. You know, really the only, you know, I've been asked this, you know, a few times, would I coach? And the one thing that would intrigue me about, you know, being a coach and you know, coming back here to the Raiders is the fact that I wasn't able to win a championship here. You know, I feel like, you know, my career, you know, winning a championship in college, winning one when I went to Green Bay, you know, I feel like I've been able to make or win championships at all of my stops. I didn't win one here. You know, we got to the bowl and we lost. So that would be the one thing, man, that could, I guess, make me get up out my seat and and coach. But, you know, you never know. You know, we'll see what happens.
NFL International Series in London.
Get on your feet and make some noise for the Oakland Raiders.
Derek, what do you make of this fan support here in the UK?
This is amazing. Like I said, Raider Nation is everywhere. We have the best fans in the world.
Touchdown!
The Raider Nation is a family.
The only one team I really support.
To have the Raiders here, they spread beyond America.
Raider Nation, stand up. Pride and poise, silver and black for life.
The NFL announced earlier this week that the Silver and Black are going back to London in 2018. They're going to play in Tottenham Hotspur's brand new, yet-to-be-completed stadium, Week 6 against the Seattle Seahawks. So now we welcome in London-born defensive back for the Silver and Black, Obi Melifonwu. Obi, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great.
Okay, Obi, obviously we haven't heard from you in a while, and I know that the end of 2017 didn't really go the way that you wanted. But physically, how are you doing now headed into 2018?
Physically, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm coming back from a couple things that kept me back from last season. But I'm honestly excited to basically hit the restart button and get going again.
So hopefully we'll see a healthy Obi Melifonwu in 2018. But outside of that, you're also going to have a new head coach, John Gruden. Have you had a chance to talk to coach, speak to coach? Where are you guys kind of in that process right now?
I actually got a chance to talk to him yesterday. I've watched him for Monday Night Football since I don't even know how long. I think he's a great addition to the team. And with the conversation I had yesterday, I'm just excited to have him as a coach.
In sitting down with Coach Gruden earlier this week, Obi, he is just energy at all times. How was your kind of first impression of him?
Yeah, that's definitely how he came off to me. He just talked about bringing guys in that are going to have the same energy, bringing coaches in that are going to have the same energy. And he just stressed the importance of winning to me, and how he wants to win and how he wants the team to go moving forward.
So, Obi, in hearing Coach talk during our sit-down one-on-one and also during his press conference, I mean, like we said, he is just a ball of energy. And it's really hard, I think, at this point, not to be excited about the future of the Silver and Black. You've had a ton of coaches in your football career. So how important is it to have a guy who just brings that energy, morning, noon, and night, day after day?
It's definitely important, especially, you know, speaking for myself, some days I may not have the energy to come in, or I may not have the energy to do something, but having somebody else bring energy definitely is going to allow me and my other teammates to bring our own energy and want to match his level of energy.
So it's been a really busy offseason for us so far, Obi. And earlier this week, the NFL announced that the Raiders would be going back to play in London, the place that you were born. And if memory serves, you were born in Islington, right? That's how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I was born in Islington.
So, Obi, you have a really interesting story. You have Nigerian parents. You lived in London for a little bit before you moved out to the States. You know, I know it's kind of far back, but what do you remember about your time in the United Kingdom? Is that a little too far back in the memory bank for you?
It's a little far back, but the things I do remember is waking up, getting to eat a lot of Weetabix is my favorite cereal. It's a cereal that I grew up eating in London. Just going to the park and really just being with my parents. It's been a long time since I've been back, and unfortunately I haven't been able to go back because of football. But at the same time, it's kind of ironic because football is going to give me a chance to actually get to go back. So I'm definitely excited. And I just heard the news about it yesterday as well. So I'm definitely excited to be able to go back. I wanted to go back actually during this offseason, but with everything that's been going on with me, and I'm not really going to get the chance to go back. So it's definitely going to be exciting to get to go back in October.
We're here with Obi Melifonwu on the Official Raiders podcast. Obi, you still have family over in London, don't you?
Yeah, my whole mom's side's over there. She has about four brothers, three sisters. Actually, one of my cousins just flew from London over here. She's going back on Tuesday.
So with all your family back in London, Obi, I expect there's going to be a lot of number 20s in the stands when we play the Seahawks in October. There's going to be a heavy Melifonwu contingent.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of number 20s.
That was Obi Melifonwu. Obi, thank you for taking a couple minutes out of your day for us. I know it's been a busy offseason for you, but we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us on the Official Raiders podcast.
Thank you.
A big thank you to all our guests this week on the Official Raiders podcast. Obviously, head coach John Gruden, Charles Woodson, and also Obi Melifonwu. 2018 is going to be a big, big year for Silver and Black Productions. We got a lot of really exciting things coming down the pipeline, so make sure you stay locked into Raiders.com and follow us on social because, like I said, we got some really exciting things coming down the pipeline that we think you're going to really, really enjoy. So stay locked in on us, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.